What's going on in the world today?
Not too much. I thought it's been a while since we've caught up, and I was thinking about you last week, and I thought we might be able to take a shot at making some podcast magic.
That would be cool.
So, I guess where do I start? How are you?
Great. I'm trying to get through this COVID crisis. Luckily, I had time off in March because we were doing about 150 shows a month, and so I had that time off. But then it really started hitting in April, and we just started doing a few of those drive-in shows now, which are actually great when they're run correctly. We headline some of those. So, but as a producer, I just started doing that, and that's what I've been doing now. So. Been producing some records, so it's I'm just waiting for things to open up again, hopefully, so we'll see.
I figured if I knew anybody who was going to be staying busy and who had enough irons in the fire, it was probably going to be you.
Exactly. But I will tell you, I think there might be some good that comes out of all this, because if musicians do take advantage of this this quarantine, the caliber of musicians from practicing and sitting around so much is going to be amazing when they're finally let loose into the public.
Yes, I think that's true. If any of us can get on our sticks long enough to do that, yeah, I think that's definitely the goal.
Exactly. It's so funny because, you know, if you know a musician or if it's a family member or whatever, I mean, what do musicians do? They quarantine. Musicians are used to this all the time. I mean, we're in the studio longer than a quarantine. But people that aren't used to that are bouncing off the walls.
Yeah, that's true.
So musicians are looking at people going, what's the problem? I've been in this room for hours. I record for 10 hours.
There's nothing wrong. So have you been?
Yeah.
So I see your new phone number is a Florida number. Are you hunkered down there in that nonsense?
Yes. I'm down in this area. Absolutely. That's where I've been working, and it's been just studio and recording. So it's the best type of quarantining. I'm out on an island. So it's pretty cool.
Nice. Because last I knew you were based mostly in New York City, right?
Right. East Coast, up in that area, tri-state area. Do a lot of, you know, and that's where I generate from. And then I head up to Canada when there's shows there, or fly over to Europe, be in New York, or we start touring along Ohio that way towards the Midwest, California, down to Florida, loop back around. So, yeah, that's the central spot. A lot of musicians have moved to Florida, which is kind of rough when they have shows with the tour busing in the Midwest. But I know a lot of musicians that have actually moved to the Midwest because there's a huge music-loving societies out there that just, you know, love what we do. So it keeps everybody active.
And so, are you writing music with your band and everything as well?
I'm doing that as well. Yes, and again, working honing my craft, and then working with other artists down here, working on some projects, and it's what it is. I mean, again, like you said, I'm fortunate enough where, you know, I'm one of those guys that always stays busy, but there are a lot that are really hurting, you know, so I don't know how they're going to fare at the end of this, and even the venues, you know, so, yeah. It's such a limbo. I mean, it's, again, everybody says it's like a movie, and it is. It's
a bad movie.
It's this weird version of reality, and you know, people just waiting around, but now it's going even further, and it's becoming dire for a lot of folks.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
What's the scene like down where you are? Are you seeing clubs and stuff like that starting to have to close up?
Well, Florida's like, it's like a party zone. It's just yaha. But I think people are starting to go, you know what? I'm not going out tonight. I think they're starting to realize that it might not be the smartest thing to really, you know, do what they've been doing down here for a while. You know, just complete openness and just abandonment. So I think people are starting to get a little more cautious. I'm seeing that. And I'm seeing that everywhere. You know, we all have musician friends that we speak to in private. You know, half of them are, you know, forget all this, nothing exists. And the other half is, oh my God, it's the end of the world. And now there's kind of a meeting of the minds where everybody's like, you know what? There's something out there, and we should really hunker down and, you know, do what the scientists and the doctors say is right. And I people just want it to be over with, you know. Yeah. So very frustrating.
That does make it hard. I mean, we hunkered down. I worked from home and hunkered down here and barely left my house for almost 2 months.
I know.
I did a similar thing where I put a whole bunch of effort into the radio show and the podcast, and you know
exactly. You're absolutely right, and that could be the new norm. But if the musicians do get loose again, and the fans get loose, and the clubs open up, you know, a lot of musicians have started their podcasts and their all these different show ideas, but what happens when they're let out again?
Yeah,
I think a lot of them are going to dump this like a hot potato, and they won't have time to do it. And then what will happen is people like you that do it for real, maybe it'll become something that people, you know, it'll weed itself out. The best ones will stay, you know, as anything else. But everybody and their mother has their own show now.
And when are you going to start doing yours? You must have 10 minutes free.
Coffee time with Paul, hanging with the family. I don't know. It's all these wacky, you know, here from my basement.
I'm in. I'll be your first guest.
I appreciate that, but I'm telling you that. A lot of them are overdoing it because it's just constant bombardment of you know, one person with 50 different ideas. It's like, come on.
Yeah, I think people get kind of stir crazy, and everybody's reaching for an idea and a thing to keep.
It is an outlet, but I like doing them. But sitting and actually making them, it's very time consuming. You know, like this. This is what I enjoy. You call up, you do it. It's great. I have friends like you, you know, all over the place, and it's like just great to chat. What's going on? It's very relaxed. You know, you push some music, you play some stuff, you talk about stuff that interests other people, and hopefully help them out or, you know, give them a little outlet, like you said. So that's what's been going on.
So you said you've been producing some other folks' albums. Who else are you working with?
Well, I did a Florida artist, Shaw Davis. Great, talented guy. I'm doing a guy, Johnny Jensen. Another great vocalist, great guitar player. It's been arranging, writing, editing, recording, and just a lockdown.
I haven't heard you say sleep yet.
What's that?
I haven't heard you say sleep yet. I heard all the things.
That doesn't exist. That doesn't exist in my world. I'm lucky if I get a few hours. Yeah, it's there's a lot of work, you know. And then even when you sleep, you're thinking about all these different parts and, you know, should I put this chorus here and this verse? And is this key right with that note? Then you wake up in the morning and you don't run to the studio. You wake up and the studio's right there. And it's like, got to change that part. Didn't feel right. They say if you remember a part the next morning, it was worth recording in the first place.
Okay, I like that logic.
Yeah, then it's a strong song. But yeah, so that's the process to get it ready for, you know, the public. Wow. But yes, I actually have a show on the 18th. We had a drive-in show, which was really great. We headlined. It was up in upstate New York. And the way they do it is they have the fans come in the cars, bulk, three or four people per car, and they do them on these giant fields. I mean, I think even Keith Urban did one of those where it was a drive-in, outdoor drive-in field, and then it's car, and then a space, and then a car, and then a space, and a car, and a space, and each car is numbered, so if they want to get food delivered to them, each car is numbered, and then they have numbers to call, and then those places bring it over, and they social distance from the band. But it was just great to perform again. And, man, were the people appreciative that finally got to go out and hear something.
Yeah.
You really see the significance and the power and the want of live performance. You know, you do a lot of it, and, you know, you're doing it, and you're playing, and you see the appreciation, but there's, like, a new level of appreciation. It's like, I was dying to see this. Like, you know, it's like, I want to see live music. I've been cooped up, you know, as before. It's like, you know, I'll go to a show and we'll have a nice time. We'll see this. Maybe I won't go out this week. This is like, I haven't seen anything. Yeah. I want to see something now. And then the musicians are like, I got to play. So it's like, rip. And you see the musicians like, yeah. The band's like, yeah. So these next concerts that are going to come out are going to be phenomenal when they start popping up, and, you know, on social media.
Yeah, we've just recently started being able to do some outdoor shows up here. One of the clubs up here is doing a drive-in type series, and there are some places that are letting small bands set up in parking lots and things like that.
Yeah, and I tell you, they're either going to be rusty or brilliant.
Or a mixture of both.
I don't know, because you got to figure, the artist can't rehearse.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, we're going to just take up from where we left off. 3 months ago, 4 months ago. Oh, well, what was that part? What song do we do? What's the set list? All those things come into play. And then, wow, was my sound? Is my amp this way? You had your drums in it. You know?
Did you find any of that when you started doing the drive-in stuff?
No, it was great. Thank God. The weather was perfect. The equipment was perfect. The strings were fresh. The band was tight. The rhythm section had it together. You know, they went over the stuff individually. And I'm fortunate enough to play with, you know, top guys that they know the material. And, you know, my guys have played it. So it was great. It was a great feeling. And, you know, it just, maybe there's something to be said for just getting away from it for a little while. Because when you come back into it, there's some kind of intensity. And all these ideas that you've been practicing and studying different things and, you know, educating yourself on your instrument, honing your craft even more, because now you have time to do it rather than sitting in a hotel room before a gig like I do or whatever, working on whatever, BB Riffs or, you know, BB King or whatever you listen to, because that comes out the next night. But this is artists having a chance to really up their game.
Yeah, I think that's true it's not just for musicians either. It's for everybody who's got a thing to really work on. We just didn't have time. When you have nothing but time and you don't leave your house, you start coming up with ideas and you put pencil to paper and let it rip.
Yep. And that's writers, that's painters. I just hope this place a platform to show off our wares when we're finished, when this opens up.
Yeah.
These poor venues, you know, and then I know the artists, you know, in some of these historic places, you know, these juke joints of history, that where B.B. King came through, or Junior Wells, or Hooker, or whoever, if they disappear, wow.
Yeah,
so
there's definitely I've heard that there are some that are in dire straits right now. I mean, it's really tough when you can't get anybody out.
And they were all, you know, a lot of those were like, oh, okay, next month we're open. Oh, that is next month now. All right, a couple weeks. One more week, two more weeks. Phase this, phase that. And it's like, well, wait a minute. And now bars are last? Theaters are last? I mean, all right, arenas, you know, that kind of thing. Sure, that's the equivalent of a sports event.
Yeah.
But, man, and I get it. I get it. I understand it. It makes sense, but... And the musicians are put in a weird spot, or artists, or people in general. You know, it's you can't really take sides.
Yeah.
Especially, it's just, I don't think it's right. I think every musician should be like balancing scales and just accept everybody's opinion, unless it gets dangerous to your person or other people. And just don't use your platform in that way, because I heard people say that when you post stuff on social media, it really doesn't change anybody's opinion. Something has to get them all together to change. So it's very difficult, and musicians are put in a weird position because the fans want to hear what their thoughts are, but at the same time, if they say it, they might lose some great fans that they have because the opinion doesn't match. So it can actually hurt the musician if they get too politically involved, and half of them are just learning stuff that they're hearing on TV or social media. So they're Google experts, and that's not an education.
Yeah.
That's just reciting regurgitated stuff. So you got to be very careful.
I know. I mean, just for myself, I mean, with the podcast and the radio show and the stuff that I do, I've been very careful to not really, I don't do much on my own.
Yeah.
I don't say anything. I try to keep that quiet. I know I'm really just here to provide sort of an online community because people are just hungry to interact with people.
Yeah, and how do you stay biased? And you know when you speak with people, you know they're looking at you. You can hear it in their voice. Do you have an answer for this? Did you hear anything? What do you think? You know, you're the voice of authority at that moment because you have the station and you get to a lot of people. So you must talk to them. You can't. I mean, if somebody calls me up or writes me or sends me what's the scale? What do you use over that? That's fine. That's education. That's an all-purpose thing. But, yeah, so again, it's a weird state of affairs, and it's the world.
Yeah,
it's the world. It's not Jersey. It's not just this. It's not that. It's the whole damn planet. You know, so just think of somebody sitting in France, you know, going having the same conversation, or somebody in Germany or in Japan or whatever. They're all just sitting there going, "What the." You know,
yeah.
And
what do you do?
And I just hope that when and if all this opens up, that people really feel and understand that music and the arts are perfect for healing this type of thing.
Yeah.
If not only for a moment. But yeah. I'm telling you, everybody's going to need healing and comfort for more than a moment.
It's so. Definitely going to take a while. A few months of being stuck inside is great for musicians, but there's a lot of other people who are not weathering it nearly as well, and sometimes even
but
the musicians are
musicians, you know, like I said, this is what we do. We self-quarantine on a regular basis since birth. So, you know, there you go.
So,
but you take gigs away from us, and you take shows away from us, and you take, you know, places to perform, and that gets hard. Everybody's biting at the bit. So, like I said, when we played those shows, and I have a show again on the 18th. I have another one on the. You know, I can't believe it. I mean, we had 150 dates a year And now I'm talking, well, we have one show in 2 weeks and then another show, and everybody's going through that. If you look at my tour schedule, on, you know, you'll see how everything is like from August and September on. You know, fortunately, I've had a lot of shows rescheduled, and that isn't the case for a lot of other musicians. They were just canceled and they're gone.
Yeah.
So a musician loves hearing the word rescheduled. There's a, okay, I didn't lose it, I'll be back.
Yeah.
But canceled to musician? Ugh. Yep.
Well, canceled to us fans, too. I mean, there were so many people that bought tickets to shows and everything like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. And how many calls have they got? Okay, we're moving it to the 2 weeks from... It will definitely be on. And then all of a sudden, okay, another month.
And then, you but know, some of the summer tours, you know, just got pushed all the way to next year. Like, nobody...
Oh, yeah.
And even then, we don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's the festivals.
Yeah.
The festivals. That's you know, that's a lot to a lot of people.
Yeah. I mean, we lost our big one here. I'm sure you know Grace Potter in Grand Point North. She moved hers to next year, and this year was supposed to be the tenth anniversary, and they were going to have something really cool. And then we all had
down here in Florida, they had that Bonita Blues. It was canceled 2 hours before the show when this all started. No warning. Then the festival is built to the biggest event. At that point, okay, forget it. Close down.
Yep.
All that time and effort, money and I mean, that's just poof.
Yeah.
But that's cruel. But yeah. So we'll see. But in the meantime, I have a show on the 18th. I'm happy up in Maine. Maine's doing well. A lot of the northeastern states are doing great for now. You know,
you should stop into Vermont on your way up through to Maine. We'll have a beer.
Yes. All right. That would be great, actually. Yeah. Well, how's Vermont doing?
We've hunkered down since the very beginning. I've been back to my day job for a couple months now.
Yeah, you guys did a great job. Yep.
And you know, we kind of got lucky. Everybody has managed to band together here, and you know, it's.
Yep.
We've kept things quiet, and everybody in my family and my friend circle is all fairly safe, so that's good.
Good for you.
In some ways, the downside of that is that people from where you are all coming up here to spend time.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, then it becomes, how much quarantining do you make people do that are coming from out of state?
Yep. But down here it's like, it's like Disneyland. Speaking of which, yeah.
Yeah, so. I just saw they opened Disneyland again, didn't they?
Yeah. And I'm sure we both have an opinion on that, but
yeah,
you know.
we'll save that for next
exactly,
week when you're
yeah.
when you're up here for a beer.
Exactly. Great.
The last thing I wondered is, I know you're the keeper of the Johnny Winter catalog, and are you working on any live stuff coming out, anything like that?
Yeah, no, that's taking a back seat. I've been just working on my own stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder that every once in a while, because you as you know, I'm a music hunter, so I come across all sorts of Johnny Winter live stuff, and I always think of you when I see it, and I
appreciate that.
I almost think I should be collecting it for you.
Yeah, exactly. Oh man!
You just let me know. I'll funnel you recordings all day long.
But I am working on new material, so that's good.
Good. I'm excited to hear it. The last time we talked was right after Badass Generation came out, and that album still comes up in my shuffle in my car every once in a while, and I still enjoy it.
Thank you. Thanks. Yeah, that was a fun one to make. I mean, I had some great players on that. I had Chris Alexander on bass, care of Samantha Fish, Chris Redden on drums from Papa Chubby, had who else was Morten Fredheim from Norway. He was number two on The Voice, the lead singer. And Danny Lewis from Government Mule, he was on it as well. So a lot of great players. And then I produced that Joe Louis Walker album. That got a Grammy nomination. That was a great one.
Yep. I just spoke to Joe a couple weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Great. How's he doing?
He's doing well. He's quarantined up in upstate New York. He's just getting right to start doing some of the drive-in shows.
Yep. He's going through it too. It's funny because it's like this it's leveled the playing field.
Yes,
musicians from top to bottom are going through the exact same thing. You know, whether it's a giant arena or a small pub, an acoustic guy. You know, with the it's the same.
And regardless of the level, everybody is just happy to get out and hear music.
So hopefully, a new respect for everybody will come out of this too. So we'll see.
Yeah. So those are all my big talking points for the evening, Paul. I really appreciate catching up with you.
Thank you, buddy. And we definitely got to get together. Absolutely.
Yeah. Give me a call when you're up passing through this way. I'll see where I am.
Ah, thanks, buddy. Great talking to you.
The first round's on me, Paul.
Okay. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Have a good night, Paul.
All right. Stay safe. Thank you.